Good morning. It's November 1st, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. The music you're listening to is River Flows in You by Ganoush Cello. Today's title is Profanity. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babbling, for they will increase to more ungodliness. 2 Timothy 2:15, New King James Version. I was listening to Brian Harden's Daily Audio Bible podcast on the way to work a few days ago. I probably listened to the 20-minute reading of Scripture and Brian's brief discussion afterward about 90% of my commutes. He had recently begun 2 Timothy, and I became aware that I was sort of tuning it out. After all, this is my 12th or 13th year through the Bible with him, as well as several other times in light of my years in seminary, and I just wasn't focused on more guidelines for establishing church structure and offices. Of course, the personal letters to Timothy, whether actually written by Paul or one of his followers, offer much more than my unfair mental characterization as a guideline to church organization. Although confessing my failure to focus on the scripture being read, as mentioned, the opening verse above suddenly grabbed my attention and shook me. We are, in America, experiencing societal tremors, the likes of which haven't been seen since the Civil War. We are in the midst of racial strife, political infighting, and vitriol, a younger generation seemingly entitled and lacking a sense of personal responsibility, the disintegration of the American family, the wanton disregard for any sort of civility in our discourse, natural disasters from hurricanes to wildfires to tornadoes of unprecedented frequency and severity, and a pandemic different from any the country has ever encountered. If ever there was a time for faith, if ever there was a time for people to pull together, if ever there was a time to set aside our differences and unite to preserve our union, it is now. Instead, from the top of each political party's ticket, all the way to the bottom, what we hear mostly is character assassination. I have not seen one political commercial that laid out the candidate's plan for any problem on any level. All I have seen are negative ads about the opponent. This is now so prevalent, the candidate they want you to support isn't even mentioned in the ad, except at the end where they add the tag, so-and-so approves this message. Well, they ought to all disapprove these messages. It's almost a dark farce, with each side accusing the other of sowing division while they are both busy sowing division. These nasty, negative assaults on personal integrity of the opposing candidate are utilized whether the supposed topic is climate change, race relations, the Supreme Court, taxation, approaches to COVID-19. We as a nation of individuals need to just stop it. What the author of 2 Timothy says is happening right before our eyes. Profane and idle babbling is leading to more ungodliness. The word profane means not pertaining to the sacred, or more simply, that which is secular. The Greek word is babylos, and it means common, public, or ungodly. Profanity isn't just using swear words. It's speaking in a way that Jesus would find abhorrent. Think about that. As people of faith, we need to stand up and put an end to this kind of talk whenever we hear it. If where you work, whether in person or streaming due to COVID-19, you hear character assassination, you need to object, or at least make it clear that you'll have no part in it. If you are active on social media, eschew the horrific vitriol in what passes as political discourse. If you are tagged or get dragged into a conversation like this, rather than immediately taking a side, you should comment that if the discussion isn't handled in a civil manner, respectful of all parties, then you're out. Remember what Paul told the church in Ephesus. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Ephesians 4:29, 31, NIV. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Please let the Holy Spirit within us stop us cold each time we're becoming profane. Remind us not what would Jesus think if he were standing here listening, but remind us instead that he is standing here listening. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.